Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! Thank you. Thank you for being here. It is Thursday night. I'm your host, Golden Hawk. This is another reality show. And I'm telling you, people, tonight we are going to explore many realities, beautiful realities, expanded realities. This really is, whew, I can feel it. The energy is just, it's high, man. It's expanded. I'm goosebumped. We haven't even started the show yet, and I'm already goosebumped. Okay, so Goldie needs to catch her breath, as usual. Okay, well, let's do our usual weekly inviting in of our essence. So let's all take a few nice, beautiful, deep breaths. Nice, deep breaths that'll ground the energy of just being grounded and really opening up to expanded frequencies, different dimensional tones. This is, you know, the entire universe we're bringing through the eye of the needle tonight, and the eye of the needle is our physical beings. So we're all going to just gently say out loud or to ourselves, I invite my essence into my physical body. Take some nice deep breaths. You'll feel your body relax, the oxygen going in. I know because I'm relaxing. Whew, I'm telling you, though, I am feeling it. It's electrifying, right? It's electrifying right now on the phone. My whole room is already, the temperature's just gone up about 2 or 3 degrees. There's a blessed storm happening outside. Everything is just kicking it up. It is the last day of September 2010. This is happening in the now moment. I want everybody to know, if you listen to the archives, any energy received during the transmissions of tonight's broadcast is absolutely just as powerful if you're listening to it in your now moment as if you're listening to it in our now moment. Because these are coming from, there's no space and time where this energy is coming from. It just is. So breathe and enjoy. And I would like to, with honor and with privilege, introduce my guest tonight, Kat Parenti, her daughter Grandma Chandra, and Dawn Leader. Yay! I should hit my applause button. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to. Yay! Yay! Welcome to the show, Kat. Welcome to the show.
Just great.
It's a lot of fun when you come on another reality show because there's no rules here. Just have fun.
You know, as you were speaking just now, I had chills running up and down my spine. Just, you know, the whole, it's right there. And I'm very interested to know that when you guys were bringing in the audience, I'm talking about when you're bringing in the essence, if any of you have already experienced Grandma Chandra coming in, either through a feeling, a vision, or a sound. So we can, you know, leave those for questions later if anybody has experienced that, because she does travel multidimensionally 24/7 and pops in and visits people.
Yes, I know when I had my session with Grandma Chandra, I actually tasted foods from Afghanistan, and I knew it was our connection, but I knew it was part of the session of, you know, her helping me understand the nature of what is real, and that real doesn't have to be a solid piece of wood. Real is an experience.
Yes.
And she very much helped me understand that. It was a very powerful experience.
Well,
so, blessed be, you guys have been busy.
very busy. We just got back from San Diego. This is very interesting. Before I launch into that, I just have to say that Dawn called me a couple of weeks ago, and she has been connected to Grandma through the ethers, and Grandma told her to make a sigil that's S for Sam, I, G for George, I, L for Larry, which is kind of, you know, I'm not going to get this really corrected. It's kind of like a drawing with different, let's say, outer reality forms in it, including maybe geometrics. And I will let Dawn talk about this. Dawn, why don't you tell them what happened there?
Well, I was actually driving along, and all of a sudden, because I these sigils, these different kinds of geometry and language formats and those kinds of things come to me, but all of a sudden, sometimes you get in that space where you're just kind of cruising along. It was, you know, going to be like a two-hour drive, and all of a sudden I felt, you know, these pictures, I guess, you know, these art forms starting to come into me, and the energy was just this most pure love. And just whenever I receive from, you know, from the spirit world, from source, the love is always so amazing. And this love was really something that I hadn't quite experienced before. And so it was just really beautiful. And so the peace that came to me when I got home and, you know, took time to just allow it to flow through me was really energetic and amazing. And so then I scanned it, and I, you know, I got that it was, you know, from Grandma Chandra, and it was to work with Grandma Chandra and the work that she was doing. And I scanned it, and I emailed it to Kat, and they got it, and they said, absolutely. And now another piece came in on the equinox. Did you get a chance to see that one yet, Kat?
No, hon, we've been out of town since last Thursday. We just got back at midnight last night, and I
okay,
had no
so
internet.
Right. So another one came in on the equinox that is even more phenomenal than the first one that came through.
Oh, we'll have to find out about that one.
Yeah, and this one, let me tell you guys, mm-hmm. when it came into me, they kind of come into me and reside there, and then, you know, I like let them come through like artwork. I use different kinds of markers and pastel chalks and those kinds of things. This one, I actually felt like I was on, you know, one of these amusement park rides that spins and spins and spins.
Oh,
I was spinning like a top. Like, you know, I'm laying here and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening, you know? And then, so, you know, I felt it like come in, and I was like, okay, okay. Breathe, dog, breathe. And I lived here for the longest time, and I thought, okay, I'm like grounded now, right? I've got this, I'm grounded. I went to sit up. I fell right back over, you guys.
Grandma, did you do that, Grandma? She's laughing. Yes. I'm trying to get the information into you.
It was like, so this piece is the most powerful piece I think I've ever done. So I can't wait.
Dawn, is it possible you email those to me, both of them, and that I post them on Facebook, or is that not, I'm not trying to overstep. I'm just asking.
I think it's up to Grandma Chandra because it has to do with her work, and I believe some of this is like will be used to do some of the activations of oils and some of that kind of stuff that she works with.
Okay.
So,
okay. No problem. No
Dawn,
problem.
What do you think? What do you think? Do you want Goldie to put these up on Facebook for you? Yes. I want to speak to many more people.
There you
okay.
go. Okay. Oh, tell her thank you. Yes.
All right. So,
again, you two guys go, because you guys are sharing stuff that I just, I'm privileged to experience, but I am not. I'm not consciously. I don't go.
Okay. All right. Let me pick it up. Back in June of this year, I got a call from Chief Golden Light Eagle. He's the one who gave Grandma Chandra the title Grandma. So he called us up, and you know, he said, I just got a call from Hawaii, from a Hawaiian kahuna, which is a shaman, and the shaman told me that he had a dream, and in the dream he saw all of the tribes gathering in New Mexico on July 9, 10, and 11. And I want to know if Grandma Chandra wants to be part of this.
Okay.
I said, okay, I'll ask Grandma. So I asked Grandma, she goes, oh, yes, 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 and then she says, Mom, I did that. I said, what do you mean you did that? She said, I put the dream into Reynolds' head.
Wow.
So because of this, we had a whole big gathering in New Mexico. And the reason Chandra wanted that is she wanted to bring in the whale codes, because she's starting to do a lot of work with the whales again. So with the help of the audience, she asked for audience participation because she wanted a co-creative event. She brought in 13 whale codes. And we have the list of what they mean. And this, God bless this woman. Her name is Ellen Nome. She's a Dutch lady who we adore, and she adores us. She made a mandala PowerPoint of this stuff. So we are going to... We just received it in San Diego this weekend. We have a copy of it, and we're going to be making a DVD out of it. And, of course, we'll have it on the website for anyone who's interested. So we also have a DVD of Grandma's presentation of bringing in the whale codes in New Mexico with her translator there, Brad Gissel. So we have a DVD of that, too. If anybody's interested in anything of Grandma's, they just have to do grandmachandra@gmail.com, and, you know, they can ask for the DVDs and stuff. We do not have this stuff on the website because we're getting the website redone, and everything's in a state of flux. So,
okay,
like I said, anybody interested, just email us, and we'll talk to you and, you know, let you know what's going on and find out how we get this stuff to you.
So, question, this is just popping in. Maybe somebody on the audience has this. Or by watching the DVD, there is an activation by watching the DVD?
Yes.
Okay. I'm interested in the DVD. That's Goldie speaking.
Okay, let me just make a note. That's the PowerPoint DVD. Okay. All right, yes, because that will activate you.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
All right, so we got that. Okay, so, John, is there, let me ask her, is there an activation from the New Mexico? Yes, and the activation from San Diego. All right, so what's happened here is we've got a couple of steps. We have the thing going on that started in New Mexico. We have the thing with Dawn. This is all tying in. Now, do these sigils activate? Yes. Okay,
yes.
So these sigils also activate. Was that what you were getting, Dawn?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're connected with the whales, and I think that Grandma told me they were coming from the 54th dimension.
Yes. She's laughing.
Wow.
She's laughing. Look at this
thing. Hey, I have a question. Is that also galactic, like the Sirians? Because I know the whales are affiliated with the Sirians.
Yes.
Oh,
but you have to know the reason that this information is coming out now is the Sirians have finished their contract with the whales and with us. So now it is up to us to bring it through.
Okay. That absolutely resonates with the teachings I've been learning from the Bashar material. Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so step number one was the plan to get everybody together in New Mexico and to co-create the whale codes. Step number two was Dawn with the sigils. Step number three is the PowerPoint thing of the whale code. Step number four is the appearance in San Diego that we just got back from. And what went on there is she kicked it up a notch, and she built, you know, built, not physically, people, built in the other dimensions. Go ahead, Grandma, tell us. I built the whale grail. The whale grail is 33, 33, 33. It's the number 99. All of you who do not have the master numbers, just write to me, GrandmaChandra@gmail.com. I will send you the master numbers and their meaning so you can understand what's happening. Did you hear?
Yeah.
I did. Outstanding.
Did, yeah.
Yes.
She's laughing. She's laughing.
Laughter is
so
awesome.
Cat. You hear that giggle, guys?
Cat, that's amazing.
Go ahead, Dawn. Yes?
After that first sigil came in,
yes,
I received, it's almost like an installation, like a computer program.
Yes.
And
yes,
it
yes.
installs up to 99.
Ah, yes, yes. I downloaded this to you, Dawn. Yes, I'm working with you all the time. Yes, Dawn, yes, Dawn, yes, Dawn.
Huh? And this is just so amazing. And just this morning,
yes.
I think I saw the temple of the whale grail, which I'm starting to bring through right now.
Oh, I got chills just now.
Me
okay.
too. I got chills all up and down.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the Merkaba around the planet. Yes. And there's nine white whales. Nine white whales make up this Merkaba. This is the next level. This is the whale grail.
Wow, huge chills. I mean, up and down my legs, my arms, the back of my neck.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wow. Woohoo!
I knew this was going to be high energy tonight.
Okay, guys, I got a question for Grandma. Grandma, okay. Yes. Okay, Dawn, guess what, Dawn? There are
what?
11 more.
11 more.
They're coming through you. And you got to make it into a PowerPoint.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is all going to be part of this. Absolutely.
Is this part of the 1111 then?
Yes.
So of next year, this would be complete by the 1111 or 1111-10?
This year.
Okay. Wow.
You better get busy, Dawn. You don't have much time.
Oh, she'll do it out of time, Kat. She'll do it out of time.
That's right.
Really. Yeah.
What am I thinking? Chandra's laughing. What am I thinking? Right? Mom, you are slow.
Oh, that's because you're running three-dimensional things to get all this done. God bless
that's
you.
That's right. Okay, what else do you want to tell them? Okay, I started to get this book, and I got distracted. All right, Dawn, why don't you talk for a little while? I got to get this book. She wants to give you some messages, all of us, messages out of the book, but I have to get the book. So go ahead, Dawn.
Okay.
Talk a little bit.
So,
all right, so,
you know, this,
Dawn, why don't we share a little deeper of what a sigil is, because I know we understand it from the Almin work.
Right.
But I think
the audience would benefit
from that. Okay.
Sigils go way, way back because when the archangels first started appearing to people, they appeared in sigils. So a lot of people may know what Reiki symbols are. It's a, flowing piece that carries energy and carries activations and will help people to shift and raise their vibrations and have remembrances of the truth of their source connection and their oneness.
Oh, wow. I got the book. Okay. She's telling me page 11. Okay. And she's showing me the middle paragraph. Okay. All right, Chum. They are showing me a field in the way that we relate to energy and horticulture, agriculture, plants, and animals. They show me the leakage of energy. It begins in the lack of conscious relationship between the gardener and the animals or the plants that they taught the Lemurian energy system. An ability to draw energy from and send it in systems that were like light grids put into the gardens before they planted. These were systems that rejuvenated the earth's life, magnetism, and regenerated particles in the soil. Okay, John, what is going on here? What's this got to do with anything that we're talking about? What this has to do is this is what the Whale Grail does. It's a magnetic energy grid. It's all around the planet, and we have to hold this in place in consciousness because this is what's leading to our ascension and to our entrance into the Golden Age. Okay, so
just by being in nature, is that what holds this grid?
By being in nature, but also visualization. Yeah,
okay.
She says.
Okay,
so she wants people to visualize this thing. It's a Merkaba, which, you know, you can look at it as a multi-pointed star. For those of you who do not know what a Merkaba is, you can just Google the word. It's sacred geometry.
You know what? And those of you on Facebook, I will right now post a Merkaba picture on my wall. Keep talking because I have a picture
Wonderful.
Of a third-dimensional Merkaba. Exactly.
Wonderful. So you want to see this, according to Grandma, you want to see this surrounding the planet. Now, what you also want to see, yes, you want to see the Merkaba made up of 9 white whales. You can visualize that any way you want. You can place them in the Merkaba, whatever you want. But you get the 9 white whales in there because they are the essence. Go ahead, Chandra. What are they? They are the essence of the planet. They are the essence of the universe. They are the most ancient beings. Okay. So this is what she's done. She's placed this around the planet. This is what San Diego was about, among many other things, too.
Right.
Okay. Anything else, Grandma? Any other pages? 22. Okay, let me get the book, John. I have put it down. Okay, let me find page 22. Chandra just knows things. She'll tell me a book and she'll tell me the page. It doesn't matter if it has 4 million pages or not. She'll tell me the page and point to the paragraph. Okay, John, page 22.
Can you answer, isn't that where all of us are going to, this ability to just know in the moment that we need to know?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
This is my work. I am awakening people. I am training people. I am creating core groups of people who are totally telepathic with me. I have a core group on my teleseminars that I do several times a month. I have a core group in Europe. Okay, so she's got some core groups, and these people, when she takes them on a journey, and we, you know, after the journey is over, it takes about 20 minutes, then when we speak to them and we ask them to share, what's happening is they're all having the same vision with a little bit of variety in it. So she's building this amazing stuff. She's really building these core groups around the planet to assist, you know, the planet at this time. Okay, she points to page 22. This is a pivotal vision, a central vision. Many other visions are going to center around this vision. Okay, what are you talking about? I am talking about the Merkaba. I am talking about the Whale Grail. I am talking about the numbers 33, which is 99. These are primary important master numbers. This is what we are working on now. And the 54th dimension, 5 + 4 = 9. This is the 9 again. Okay, so this is what she's been working with. Okay.
Yeah, remember, too, Kat, she picked tonight because it was a 3-0. There was something master tonight, too. A master number of today's date.
Let's slow down. 9, hello, September.
30. All right.
Yep, right, which is the 3. So if you go 9 and 3 is 12, 13, 14, 15. 5 and 1 is 6, if you add that up. 6 is balance and harmony.
Okay.
So that's what we're bringing in. Right, Sean?
Indeed.
Yes. We're working with the 3, the 6, and the 9. Very important. Okay, so, John, are we actually – she's laughing. She's going, yay!
So, Chandra,
are we actually working with the master numbers or the singles? It doesn't matter. It's all the same. But look at the master numbers when you receive them, 33, 66, 99. That's what's happening now. Okay, okay. Somebody had a question?
Dawn.
It's Dawn.
Yeah.
I have two other things that have been coming to me, and when she talked about the magnetic energy grid, I've been getting a lot of things from the sun, and that is sending waves, shifting the magnetic grid between the sun and the earth, which is then shifting the harmonics, the sounds of the galaxies.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep, that's correct.
And then the other thing that I just started receiving this morning, why I ask about the 1111, because I saw something that you guys may be in Ohio at the Serpent Mound on 1111. No?
No, we'll be in Europe.
Ah, okay. Because this morning I saw something about a serpent.
Well, you know, Grandma's going to be there in spirit. Yeah,
sure.
We won't physically be there, but Grandma will be there. People sometimes tell me that I appear with her now, which is new to me. Yeah.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah, really.
It is. Well, really,
well,
just
cool.
Shows
I'd
that
rather be
we
in
really
Europe
are
all
Ohio. Multidimensional. I mean, it's really just an awareness of it at this point.
Yes.
It's not like we have to try to be. We are.
Yes. We just have to acknowledge at this point.
Exactly. In the acknowledging it up, like with Dawn, truly amazing information comes in.
Yes. Yes. Fabulous.
Yeah, it's really making life be a lot of, you know, it's clearly getting fun.
Yes, it's getting fun. Okay, guys, I have to tell you Grandma Chandra's story, okay? This is a funny story.
Absolutely.
Okay, so she's 27. When she was 25, I asked her what she wanted to do for her birthday, and she says, I want to go to Hawaii. I said, okay, fine. So I make the plans. We go to the airport. Now, when I take her in the airports, I use her wheelchair, and it's just easier than have her, you know, walk with a walker through all these concourses. Okay, so as you know, they're not going to put a wheelchair through a metal detector. So they pull her off on the side, they put me through the detector, and then they do the patting down and all that stuff. Okay, we've been through it 10 million times. So she's sitting in the wheelchair, she's facing me, they have their backs to me, and they're patting, wanding, and doing whatever, and they have a machine that reads out everything that's next to them and facing me. So I'm facing the back of them, the front of Chandra, and the front of the machine. And then they turn to me and they say, well, everything looks okay. We just have to do one last thing. And I said, okay. And they said, we have to pass the wand over the palms of her hands. Mm. Now, I thought that was pretty weird since she doesn't have gloves and her hands are not clenched. But I thought, you know, zip, zip, zoom, what's the big deal? So I go, okay. And I look at Chandra and she gets this devilish grin. And I thought, uh-oh. And they wand the palms of her hands, and the machine goes berserk. It has, in like 6-inch-high letters, it says explosives, and it's flashing red.
Wow.
I'm like, those, and they all turn around en masse, all four of them, and descend upon me and start shouting at me, drugs, lotions, cream.
What?
I'm staring there with my mouth open. I don't know what to say. I can't say anything. I'm such shocked. I'm just watching the machine saying explosives. So they figured I was brain dead. So they said, okay, never mind about her. So they said, we have to search everything. So I said, okay, fine. So they search everything. Of course, they don't find anything. And then they go, okay, you can go. So we go up to the gate. And by this time, I'm like shaking. And I said there was somebody from the airlines helping us. And I said, I'm sorry, I have to get a cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee, but when I do drink it, it calms me down. So I got a cup of coffee, calmed down. The guy left. We're sitting there. There's people. We're all waiting to get on the plane. There must be 100 people around us. So I couldn't say anything to her, you know, physically. And I got this brilliant, sharp light in my brain. And I thought, oh. So mentally I said, Chandra, did you do that? And she answered, yes, Mom, I did that. What did you do? She said, I sent energy through the palms of my hands. And I said, why did you do that? And she said, because I wanted to see what they would do
Wow.
So she just sent explosives through the palms.
Well,
oh my,
you know,
God.
Can I ask her a question? Isn't that the same way that the dolphins do the healings through the water?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm reading in a book that they know how to send energy outside of them, but it's generated from within.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the first 6 months of life, that's all Chandra did was make dolphin clicks and sounds and whistles and everything else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a dolphin.
Wow.
And a whale, definitely.
Yeah, and just so you know, too, my understanding is the whales are literally the oversouls of the dolphins.
Yes. And they are the libraries of planet Earth.
Yeah, exactly. And so if they're Sirian connected, so they're essentially, if they're passing the wand to us, so these codes and activations must be in our DNA, and we're ready to become galactical.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
This is
it.
Really exciting.
She's got the lighter to match to the end of the explosive here. You know, she's ready. She's taking off. She's awakening the whole group. Oh, you should have seen the people this week. Oh, my God. I have to tell you the boat story. Okay, so we had two presentations, one Saturday, one Sunday, and then we had a boat trip on Monday. Okay, so we get on this boat, and, you know, there's quite a crowd of us, but also there were, you know, other people that got on the boat to take a boat ride that had no knowledge of us. So these poor souls I felt very sorry for because the insanity that went on that boat, you know, people channeling, you know, waving their arms around, screaming, yelling. And then
I wish I was there. Gosh.
Oh, my God. We were laughing.
Oh,
I'm
sure it was a blast, though. Too bad for those who can't handle it.
Exactly. It was just a trip. Okay, so then Chandra tells, Judith Moore was with us. Judith K. Moore. She is an incredible channel psychic in her own right, and she also channels for Grandma Chandra when they're together. Okay, mm-hmm. So Judith's there, and she's channeling all kinds of stuff, and all of a sudden she turns to me and she goes, Kat, Grandma just said she's going to bring in two blue whales. Now, normally they don't have blue whales around there, or only at a certain time of the year, and this is not the time. And there was hardly anything. There were no dolphins, nothing. All of a sudden, in about 20 minutes, sure enough, we see two blue whales. Okay,
wow.
So the captain of the boat, this guy's been doing this for a very long time. And this group, which, by the way, I have to give credit, is Lori Rayon Anderson's group. She's the one who does the organization. She brought Judith in, brought Chandra in, and brings many, many people in. And she does these boat trips fairly regularly. So this guy, he's on the microphone, and he says, gee, you know, I haven't seen two blue whales around here except when you guys are on the boat.
There are no coincidences, only synchronicities.
Blew his mind out. And then the final trip was, tell them, Tom, what happened? One of the people, she was chosen by me to birth the white whale. So she actually went through birthing pains. Oh, my God, you should have seen this, guys. This woman's lying on the deck with her legs spread, somebody's supporting, just like she's giving birth. I mean, really. She's howling, screaming, pushing. And the people, the so-called normal people, when they saw this, you should have seen their faces.
You know what, though? When spirit wants to come through, it doesn't matter, you know, what is the appearance of. You know, it really is like the synchronicity brought you all to that boat on the water to give birth to that energy.
That's
because,
right.
You know, right? Because when the energy is ripe, you know, just think about it like when you give birth, you know, there's no, I can't do this now, it's an inconvenience. You know, when the baby wants to come out, it's coming, you know.
Right.
Hell or high water, it's coming. It's amazing because spirit's the same way. So it's kind of fascinating, actually.
Well,
Kat, you're like that. You laugh
boat.
At everything.
When we got off that boat, I'm telling you, we were all out of the body for the rest of the evening. We didn't know where we were. We couldn't drive back to where we were living. other people couldn't go home. I mean, unbelievable.
Wow.
We were all in another dimension. So, of course, we went out and ate a big meal to ground ourselves and bring ourselves back in again, all of us.
Exactly.
But, oh, God. What a
trip. And did the woman who did the birthing aspect energetically, did she join you?
She joined. Not only did she join us, but she cleared because she was very hesitant to come to any of these activations. One of the reasons she was hesitant is because of the oils. You know, Grandma Chandra has these oils from the Sufi masters of Afghanistan that have a very high vibration that Chandra infuses with her own energy. And this woman's like, I am totally allergic. I can't be near these oils and all this stuff. And
right.
She totally, completely cleared that. She bought several oils from Grandma. And
wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
She was meant to be there. And
it sounds
got
like she faced a lot of stuff that she was afraid of and recognized it was, you know, just fear itself.
There you go. You got it, Goldie.
Yeah.
So it was unbelievable. The whole weekend was incredible.
Wow.
And then what she, like I said, what she does is when she takes people on journeys, she goes in. Yesterday, I'll just tell you, you know, an example of the last person that we did before we drove out. This lady, okay, so Chandra worked on her for about 20 minutes. You know, Chandra was lying on a couch, and the woman was sitting on another couch and, you know, with her eyes closed, kind of in a meditative state, and there was just music playing, that's all. And at the end of it, I said, you know, I always ask, did you see, feel, hear anything? And the woman said, yes, I have a tremendous problem with my vascular system, and I felt as if all of my little valves in there were being opened and fresh fluid was flowing through. And I have a problem with my left eye. And Chandra was really working on my left eye. And I can see more clearly out of my left eye. So every type of healing that this woman had asked for had occurred for her without her having to say anything to Grandma and without Grandma saying anything to her through me.
Wow.
Beautiful. Really was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the connection is really, you know, truly because we're entering a flow that we're inevitably these enlightened societies, they don't even speak. You know, it's all energetically transmitted. Everything.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
This is where we are going.
Exactly.
Yeah, and she's spearheading it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because once it can be done in this dimension, it becomes easier for those behind it to follow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, we're regathering with Lori Rayon Anderson's group in Hawaii in March.
Promote that. So where can they find out if people want to join you for that, Kat?
Okay. What they need to do is to contact Lori Rayon Anderson, which is of course, I'm going to draw a complete blank on this woman's email that I've used only 50 times. It's Putty's Place, and it's either Gmail or Yahoo. You know what? I'm sitting near the computer.
Okay, here, wait. I'll Google her. What's her name?
Okay, Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E. Her middle name is R-E-Y-O-N. Her last name is Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay.
And she's the one who's organized this trip and many trips. And it's Putty's Place, P-U-D-D-Y-S-P-L-A-C-E at something.
Info. She actually came up as a Facebook page. Let's see if I can find her email.
That's cool.
You guys keep talking. Don't.
Okay, Dawn, jump in here. What are you getting, feeling, seeing, hearing?
I'm kind of like a little more grounded now. When I joined the group, I was moving into that deeper expanded energy. I'm just like really excited about this work because, you know, it's so important for us all to embrace anything that we feel drawn to work. And it's really fun to, play with these different kinds of things. And I love I know sometimes I'm on Goldie's show and she's like, oh, I always know when Dawn's going to be on. There's like big spaces of nothing. And that's what I'm kind of liking about you saying about experiences, Grandma Chandra, is you just feel and you're just in a space with her that's really awesome and amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the love energy that's coming in, and a lot of the things that I've been working with and some of the events I have coming up, I'm been kind of, you know, okay, it's the golden age of peace now. You know, we're coming into this golden age of peace. And I've been working with people, and if anyone's familiar with the book called Power Versus Force, physical gold on this planet vibrates and calibrates at 540, which is the vibration of peace and transfiguration.
And 5 + 4 = 9.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Rayon at yahoo.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spell Rayon for them.
R-E-Y-O-N. And just so you know, too, it's also, if you want to just check out her whole website, it's LoriRayon.com.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to actually befriend her on Facebook, too, so.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, keep us all together as a group, exactly.
Yeah, because she's going to organize the Hawaii trip. Okay, does anybody have any questions? Because I see Grandma's kind of slowing down here, so... if anybody has any questions, I guess now would be the time before she, you know, disappears, so to speak.
Okay, I believe there's somebody on. I just got to find it because I'm all over my. I'm usually right on my little BTR thing here. Let me go to my switchboard. I'll just bring it up another one. There was a caller that called actually before you and Dawn even called, and I can't find. Okay, wait a minute. Tell Chandra I'm hurrying, I promise.
No, that's okay. She's going deep.
Okay. But there you go, switchboard. Okay, if you're on the phone listening, which I see you are, if you want to ask or direct a question to Grandma Chandra, you can just press 1 on your dial on your phone, and I'll know that you want to ask a question. And that actually goes for anybody. If you call the show right now, 646-929-2084. You can ask a question literally about anything, health, finances, anything. She has access to, like, pretty much the entire cosmos. You know, if there's ever, you know, somebody to ask, that would be the time. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Until I see a hand, I do have a question that I recently saw Bashar and didn't ask this question and have been kicking myself. And now that I have Grandma Chandra, I you know, have another expanded being that when about 2 years ago, I had a vision of there were these gold specks in the sky that inevitably turned into a spiral. When the spiral was complete with all these gold specks just coming out of the sky from nowhere, a beam of light came down into my forehead. And as this was happening, a friend of mine from my early childhood, like mid-20s, who was barren from children, levitated up to my bedroom window, manifested herself right through the wall, and placed a female baby, a little girl baby, in my hands. Now, I'm recently getting that I believe I'm going to have children in this lifetime, but my question is, do I have a hybrid baby in another dimension that I have helped this breed of a parallel universe of humans, my DNA helped them so that they did not go extinct?
Is that true, Sean? Yes, 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 yes. This is part of your mission. You are a bridge for the hybrids, and you help to bring many of them in.
Okay. So that was really about the hybrid, not necessarily about my physical baby.
This was not about your physical baby. This was about the hybrids.
Outstanding. Oh, that burning question for like 3 weeks has been driving me crazy. I love you, Chandra. Thank you. And to be honest, nobody's calling in. Dawn, I don't know if you have a question. You clearly communicate with her, because if she needs to rest, you guys are fantastic. And can I invite Chandra to come on again as exactly like with Dawn to share another level?
I want to talk through Dawn. All right, Dawn, if you can tune in here, then she can continue with you, because it's less demanding as she direct transmits.
Oh, exactly. Okay, so so I'll just keep talking with Dawn. I'm not quite sure how this happens. Dawn, you tell me.
Well, wait a second, honey. Let Dawn tune in and see if she can pick up Grandma and get Grandma's transmissions. And if she can, then Grandma can so-called continue the show through Dawn.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, babe.
What I'm getting, the codes of 55 and 99 are...
Yes.
Are pertinent for us to bring through and integrate in the next 3 months. These will anchor these nine white whale energies surrounding the earth.
Yes.
By the full moon of next month.
Yes.
There
October
will be
and November. October and November.
October.
Okay.
October.
Yes.
October. By the full moon of October, there will be five more of the sigils coming through.
Yes.
The balance will come through then by 11/11.
Yes.
They will all come from different dimensions, resonating to the number nine or the number three.
Yes.
It is important for us to infuse things right now that we are ingesting, that we are taking in plants and liquids with these master numbers, with the vibrations of 33, 33, 33, equaling 99.
Easy, babe. Yes, let me just interrupt you for a moment, both of you. I know you're, transmitting her stuff. Okay. I have to say that Chandra is a very big meat eater. She needs it to ground. She's been eating meat, red meat all the past 5 days. Today we come home, and I was just too tired to cook for lunch. I usually cook at lunchtime. And I said to my husband, let's go and get some stuff. Go out, get some stuff, bring it home, we'll eat here. Okay, great. So I just opened the menu, and I said, okay, what do you want? She points. She points to a Caribbean fruit salad. Mangoes, peaches, plums, melons, pineapples. And I'm like, Sean, there's like no fish, no chicken, no, no, Mom. I have to cleanse my system from San Diego because I'm rebuilding something. And that's what she ate today. Amazing. Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead, Mom.
She's connecting with some energy of the moon, too, some...
Yes.
The cleansing needs to happen to bring forth the white energy from the moon to purify and harmonize the black whales in New Zealand.
Yes.
There's
yes.
The black, the whales in New Zealand need our assistance in purification. That's why they're beaching themselves and dying.
Yes.
So should people be on this purification as well with her? Will that help the whales?
People have to do this too? Yes. This would help.
Okay.
All right, Sean, how long does it have to be that you have to do this? Only one day.
Oh, God. Okay. Indeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Only one day.
That really shows how powerful we are. I mean.
Yes. Yes.
Because of the white whale energy, the existing whales here are having to harmonize themselves also, so they're going through transitions.
Yes.
Okay.
Dawn, what I'd like you to, I know you're, this is, what you're doing is fabulous. Chandra, can I ask her to, yes, I'd like you to please talk about 10-10-10. I want to join her on 10-10-10. We were planning a teleseminar. Maybe, you know, we can talk afterwards. You can call us and we can put this together that we all join together.
Great.
Okay.
I have a 10-10-10 event myself here too in Wisconsin. So it will be amazing. What I've been seeing is that if it's important for people to get Grandma Chandra's core fear and core love oils.
Yes.
And those oils are being infused with this new Merkaba energy
with the nine white whales. Yes.
And
what is that, core fear and core love? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to post these things
whale.
On Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, there are
and
two
the new
individual
whale.
Oils.
Okay.
And the new whale code oil.
And new whale code, okay.
Okay, wait, I got to ask Chandra a question. Okay, Sean, we have 13 whale code oils. Is there a 14th oil? Yes, and it's the nine white whale oil, isn't it? Okay, it's the oil we've been talking about all during this thing, the Merkaba, the nine white whales. Yes, the color fuchsia, Okay, she's going to make up a new oil. It's going to be called number 14, new whale code oil. New whale code oil number 14. And it's going to have the nine white whales in it energetically, the Merkaba in it, the planetary Merkaba in it with the color fuchsia. Yes. The color fuchsia is the ascended Christ. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That is so synchronistic. It's unbelievable how all this comes together. Okay.
Okay, so you can put that on page. Goldie, I would like to talk to you later on also because I want to find out about, you know, how to access Facebook, your Facebook page.
Oh, absolutely, girlfriend. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would be my delight. I am Facebook is an incredible, energetic family. It really is.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting one. As I said, we're redoing the website. We're supposed to be getting one. So, but in the meantime, I want to, you know, have access to yours. Okay, anyway, Dawn, Chandra, do you have more that you want to talk through, Dawn? Yes. Okay, go ahead, Dawn.
Along with these oils, we're to use some of these new sigils that came through.
Yes.
There's four that I brought through. One is the energy of the Ganapati, which is the elephant energy, the remover of obstacles.
Yes.
And then these two that are whale codes from the 54th dimension, and then there's a fourth one that's come through, which is... which is the part of the earth grid, the vortexes of the changing harmonics.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Hold it. I think I missed something. So what I'm understanding is that the sigils will be paired with the whale code oils, Chandra. Yes, 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 yes. Everyone that gets an oil that is paired with a sigil, so they must get the sigil too. Okay.
Okay.
And I thought she said.
Well, can we, I mean, is it okay if we just get it out through Facebook, the sigils, the pictures, that they can download themselves and then order the oils?
Yes, 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 yes. I will tell you which sigil goes with which oil, but I'm sure Dawn already knows. I'll send it through Dawn.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Dawn, go ahead.
It's like these red lights, so, you know, crossing ideas can come, and then the green light comes, continue.
As this Merkaba and these nine white whales are harmonizing the energy around the earth, this will help stabilize some of the earth activity.
Yes, yes, yes.
Helping to stabilize air flows and tectonic plate
shifts. Yes.
Which are ultimately earthquakes.
Right.
Or lack of.
Yeah, she talked about it this weekend. This is one of the
This will help harmonize the energies of the sun and the moon, the masculine and the feminine.
Yes, 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 yes.
All moving into a deeper level of love and peace.
Yes, 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 yes.
Essentially heaven on earth, no?
Yeah. Yeah, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, boy.
She's laughing.
Yeah, that's hot. That's so hot.
Yeah.
You want to continue, John? I want to eat. Okay, guys, it's eating time at the OK Corral.
Listen, I love you, Kat and Chandra.
Thank you so much. We love you, Dawn. Thank you so much, too.
I love you.
All right. Oh, Dawnie, definitely.
And I'll talk to you guys, you know, maybe later on or tomorrow afternoon or something. Give me a ring and we'll reconnect with each other and, you know, talk about things, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey. I'll call you during the day while Dawn's at work and then she can call you tomorrow night. This way we don't, you know, clash.
Perfect. Perfect.
Outstanding. Great. All right. Much, much love to both of you. Enjoy.
Thank you so much
for being on the show, both of you. I deeply appreciate it. This was amazing.
No problem. It's
amazing.
It's an honor for us. We love being here, and we love having Dawn with us, too.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, sisters. Power
we'll
to the girls.
To
Yay!
Yay!
You guys later.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Big love. Bye now. Oh, wow. Dawnie, that was outstanding.
Wow.
That was fun. Wow. That was just amazing. This is so, it's real. It's real. That's what's amazing to me. This is real. Oh, my God. Okay, but before I go on, I want
to. Real as anything.
It's like I'm finally getting a grasp on, just because something's not physical doesn't make it not real. Because once you get that grasp, then you can bring it, then the physical can become that which is non-physical. But as long as imagination is not real, it can never be brought in. You have to know it's real. It's just a different level of density, not less real.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's big for me. It's really big. Wow. Okay, let's take a breath. I mean, that really is high energy. The whole, it's electrical in my room right now. My cat is just lying on her back. Yeah, huh, good.
I mean, this energy that's been coming in, Goldie, is like nothing I've ever experienced before, you know. And, I've been channeling for a while, and I opened myself up, what, a year and a half ago or whatever, to be an oracle for the infinite, for, you know, the
mm-hmm.
universe.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Gosh, didn't know it was going to come this way, though.
You know, I don't think you're ever going to be able to pre-know, so to speak. It just is going to come the way it's divine. I mean, how exquisite that it's you and Chandra. Come on, that's just exquisite. You know, I mean, and I'm telling you, when it hit me to invite you on the show tonight, I was sitting on the Mother Earth chamber. And it's like, oh, you should have Dawn on with Kat and Grandma Chandra. That, it just was such a divine, you know, it's like, oh, let me call Dawn while I sit on this chamber. I mean, that was just downright fun, girlfriend. Okay, but before, we still have 58 minutes. I, if possible, I know you have to shift gears, but I also want to talk about the work that you're doing that we talked briefly about at the end of the last time you and Jeff were on the show.
Yeah.
Because that was like, I mean, it was like last 3 minutes of the show. I was like, okay, we need another 2 hours on this. That was some, I don't even know. Okay, so essentially it's, you're able to look at businesses from the energetic matrix of them.
Right. Or individuals. Yeah, I mean, it is individuals and then they're, you know, if they're sole proprietors or if they have a large business or, it's twofold. I do it for personal stuff where I look at their energy grids and I see where there's shorts and surges and, sometimes those may be connected with DNA or they may be connected just with energetic things that need to be adjusted.
Right.
They may be physical blocks where there maybe needs to be, you know, some kind of physical work like, you know, massage or
acupuncture,
you know,
something to that effect.
Yeah, right. Acupuncture or craniosacral or, you know, some of those kinds of things.
Okay.
They may be like belief systems that mm-hmm. Need to be shifted. So I've, you know, been wanting to do business consulting for a long time to move out of being at a daily corporate job. And so, you know, it's just absolutely perfect that I now have been given this process. So I can do... I have a whole process that I do where I see this energy grid, and it's for, you know, the owner. It could be done for like a manager, but it's really connected to their creation.
Okay.
So I have, because the business has its own essence and its own energy, right? Its own consciousness at some level.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
And so I have a good friend that I'm working with who owns a yoga studio.
Okay.
And so I can go into this grid and I can see where the blocks are hers in relationship to the business, or where the blocks are in the business itself, which is still part of her creation.
Okay.
And so then, you know, we work with her essence, and we look at what the mission statement is. Everyone knows what mission statements are, right?
I would imagine, yes. It's your intention for the business, no?
Right, it's your intention for the business, which, you know, what, you know, your kind of goals are, whatever.
Right.
What I don't, you know, a lot of, especially smaller businesses, they don't necessarily have what I call an abundance statement.
Oh, interesting.
And so I then look at what the consciousness of the business considers its abundance statement. And so I'll use my friend's yoga studio, right? She has this beautiful yoga studio. It's a green studio. And I should have asked her ahead of time. Well, I'm gonna plug it anyways because I'm sure she'll be fine. It's Yoga Asylum in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
It's a plug, of course. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's a plug, right? Right.
Nobody gets
so
mad.
She's like, right. She's like the biggest green studio in you know, I think like the Midwest or something. And
oh wow.
So we started doing this work, and what we found out was the consciousness of the studio, its abundance was in relationship to asana, which is the postures, the physical exercise of yoga.
Okay.
The consciousness of the studio did not connect with any other forms of things that were going on there as part of its idea of abundance. So meditation, part of yoga, right? It like was dead in its abundance area there.
Oh, wow.
She'd bring in all these different workshops on becoming happier, workshops on
I see what you're saying, but they're not connected to the abundance. Okay.
They're not connected. They're not connected to the studio's consciousness of abundance.
Okay.
And not only that, it doesn't have a connection to money.
Really? What was the abundance? How did it see abundance? In health?
No, the number of people coming in doing the poses. Like they offer these free things like every quarter, and 100 people show up, and it's like rocking, you know, it's like
yeah
happy, right?
Yeah.
And
but it wasn't manifesting beyond that,
right? Which I mean, it, you know, the business is it's not like a dying business or anything. Don't get me wrong. However,
right. No,
so
I understand it. But meaning it wasn't reaching its potential. Oh, and I got a big ringing in my ear going on right now. Because this is not about, it's not a criticism. It's an awareness.
No.
Right.
It's an awareness.
Awareness simply says when we're aware of something being disconnected and we want it to be connected, let's set a new intention to connect it.
Exactly. And so we worked with the owner and we worked with the staff to create a new consciousness of abundance there, of all these different workshops, of all these different meditation. They offer other kinds of wellness services, acupuncture, chiropractics, Reiki. So we, you know, had to work with that consciousness.
Okay.
And then the other thing we found was we needed to, the essence, the creator of this is the owner, correct? And
okay.
Yet when you bring in someone from the outside, let's say you're going to bring in a author to talk about their book.
Okay.
Then you become co-creators of an event, correct?
Absolutely.
So then what we had to do was we had to have the co-creators of that event actively meditate and energize that event.
Oh.
And so there was a process that we developed to, you know, to do this. And so these are just some, you know, a couple of the things that we did. We muscle tested. I'm working with lots of different people. We muscle test lots of things. We do kinetic testing all the time. But it has to come from the creator. So
okay. The
owner of the business has to do the muscle testing. You can't have your office manager do it.
Oh, I see, because it's technically her consciousness that you're testing.
Right.
Or him. Right.
Right.
It's got to be the creator's
consciousness.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And you have to be in alignment with, you know, your higher self and the highest good. So we did kinetic testing of everything, of pricing, of classes, of pricing, of workshops, of pricing, of wellness services. Should this event be on this day? Should this event be on a different day? And what happens when we do kinetic testing is you are connecting with the, you know, with the direction from source. And when you're flowing with the direction from source, you're always going to be flowing in an abundant way.
Absolutely. Dawn, I want to hire you. I want to do this with my radio show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can talk about that privately, but I'm letting you know that, and I want to get a healing, I want my healing business to, but we'll create it right from scratch with all this in alignment. Because not until this very now moment, I keep going, I want to do healing again, and I know I got the energy, but beyond that... I don't got a clue.
Yeah.
I should say I have enough of a clue to know that I want to do this. I want it to be effortless. I was like, I don't want to do, you know, Yahoo advertising. That just doesn't resonate with who I am. But not until this now moment with you talking about it. It's like, now, Goldie, now. Talk with Dawn. And I'm abundant right now. I mean, I want to hire you to do this. And I will be delighted to say, look at Goldie go, and to hear, you know, advertisement for who you are.
It's so exciting to me because, you know, I've read tons of different books on how to, you know, the law of attraction and how to manifest and all these different kinds of things, right? And all these people have written, you know, how to get rich quick and all this kind of stuff, right? We are living in such a time right now, you know, and I know there's really no time, but we're living now.
No, it's okay. We're living now.
You know, we're living now. And so why would we be basing our business on things that were written from the past?
Exactly.
Or projecting things, you know, I'm like in accounting, right, for years and years. They always want you to do budgetary forecasts, right, for 5 years, for 3 years, for 10 years. It's like, okay, well, right, like 2 years ago we had this big, huge market crash. How was I going to ever forecast for
that? Who planned
on
that one? Exactly.
unless I'm tuning in now.
To live in the trust of the now. It's like, the old system is all about planning, and the new consciousness is all about, you know, just be in the moment, and you'll feel the flow.
Yeah.
But I do believe there's preparation in the moment that, like you're saying, that puts you consciously in the alignment of the flow. I mean, everything you just said made absolute 100% resonated with everything. I'm telling you, this is the first time, and people have said to me, Goldie, why aren't you doing healing work? And I'm like, it just doesn't feel right to me yet. Because I don't know how to market this. And it's not that I want to market it. I just want it to be that it's an effortless experience of what I know I can be. And I intuitively know it's not based on the things that have, you know, approached me, so to speak. You know, I'm like, no, that's not it. You, what you're saying, that's it. Because I know it'll work. And it won't even be work. I know it will just be the birthing of a baby that when you're in the flow,
the energy itself feeds on itself. You know, it's like the only thing you have to do is love it.
Yeah.
You know, it will be, you know, it's like an effortless thing, the passion. It's not that it doesn't take effort, but it doesn't take work. It's you just stay in your joy, you follow the moment, you know, you're in alignment with what is, because, you know, I guess I have a mission statement for the radio show, but, I mean, that was done like 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember, you know, when I first started doing radio, it was all about, you know, getting sponsors, and, you know, I really was very much, you know, I had Gary Zukav on the show, and I was just thinking about this the other day, and, you know, I had some relatively big names. I considered them big names, and I thought to myself, you know, today my best shows are when I bring on real people, especially if they have a Facebook presence, that are genuinely living a new consciousness. You know, they're not
Are the people who are excited about what they're doing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, good point. Yes.
And, you know, I have been seeing you posting stuff about Bashar for quite a while now, and kept saying, I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to check that out, right? And then a couple days ago, I went, excitement. I got to listen to this one right now. And it was Bashar talking about doing the next thing that was exciting.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I lived that way one day. One day when I was studying with another group of people, I decided I was going to live that one day doing everything that day that brought me joy. I woke up in the morning, made this decision. I did everything that was going to bring me joy. And you know what? I did laundry and I did do dishes too.
Exactly.
And it was the most amazing day of my life. And I went, oh my gosh, you know what? I need to live that way every day. And that really helped me, remember that and go, yep, that's the way I'm going to live. That is the way I'm going to live. And I've been doing that like for the last week. And I'm just on fire.
I read your post the other day about being, I think it was yesterday, saying it was a high energy day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, one of the things that Bashar, and by the way, I need to talk to you privately because I have a gift for you. But anyways, yeah, it's a Bashar gift. You'll enjoy it. One of the things that's amazing is that by following the joy, by knowing that no matter what's going on, it's who we are. I mean, the level of awareness. Now, you've always had an expanded level of awareness that, you know, really from the first moment I met you was very clear. But what I'm realizing is everybody has, like, part of the picture, their part, their personal interpretation of all that is. And when we're in our joy, knowing that interpretation is effortless. It's because, I mean, I see how Chandra brings in her part, Kat brings in her part, you bring in your part, I bring in my part. Every listener that's listening to the show right now has a part to bring in. You know, this is never about, oh, I can't do that, somebody else is already doing that. No, you're going to bring in your unique part. And the way that opens the door to this is, you know, when they say it, to be in the eyes of a child, because a child really is all about whatever makes that child happy. That's where the child goes. they don't rationalize and, you know, prioritize. They literally, or if they do, it's simply if it's fun, they go. If it's not fun, they go the other way.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's awakening, though. It's like the whole planet really is awakening to their piece of the puzzle in an extraordinary expanded way. I mean, extraordinary expanded way. It's incredible.
And You know, I just, it is really amazing. And I just, when you're in that place, when you're in that place of joy and excitement mm-hmm. and passion, is mm-hmm. when time expands.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, I got together with, I'm going to plug, I'm doing a 10-10-10 event at my
Please.
House.
Yes. Go. Yes.
And, well, you know, it's just a really busy day. I'm doing an event at Rolling Spirit, and everyone can go to my Facebook page and find some of this stuff. Rolling Spirit in Wisconsin, I think it's in, like, Hales Corners or somewhere like that. From
Do you have
like
it
10
listed yet? If I check your page, is it up?
I'm thinking I shared about it like maybe last week, but I'm
okay.
going to share,
okay.
I'll share about it again tonight.
Okay, and, there you go. Okay.
And then, and Jeffrey and I are doing the closing ceremony, which is a sound healing session. And so then we're coming back to my house and we're doing a 10-10-10 event from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And I have some of these oils already from Grandma Chandra, and
okay.
I'll have to get some of the other ones. But we'll be working with these sigils on my part of it, and then Jeffrey is going to do a fire ceremony and a meditation.
Okay.
And then my dear friend Daniel Cherick is going to do the sound portion of it, which will help everyone with these harmonic changes that are happening and the magnetics. And he's just phenomenal. He does like didgeridoo sound
oh,
healing
nice.
For people.
Yeah.
And so that's like a really amazing event. And when it all and I have another person who I'm waiting to hear if she's going to join us tomorrow or not. We have we all got together on Monday finally. I was like feeling like, oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Although I've been kind of saying I'm going to do a 10-10-10 thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so we got together in like an hour and 10 minutes. We had this all like everyone figured out what they were going to do, what their part was. We were just in so much excitement. I sent something out, and like within 12 hours, I had like 7 people registered.
Exactly.
You know?
It's time. Exactly. Well, it's time. Well, that's such a funny thing to say. You're timeless, babe. You are timeless. And never, never worry that you don't have enough time to get it done, because I've worked with you. It will just happen in a divinity. Even if it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll get 4 hours work done in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
it will just happen.
I know.
And it's okay that I put up that 10-10 thing on my
yeah,
because I'm trying to. And okay, on my Facebook page. Okay, good.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
thank totally.
You.
Oh, my God, my pleasure.
Yeah, and so in that during that 10-10-10 thing, some of the work that I'm doing, and I'll talk to Kat tomorrow, but I'm feeling for sure that Grandma Chandra is helping me with this, is that these sigils are not only activating things within our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of going in and doing cleanup in the DNA. There's a lot of shorts and a lot of surges going on in people's DNA. And so we're going to do some group cleanup of some of that stuff. Plus, we'll start activating some of these new codes. So
okay. Yeah. Yeah,
so
I
it's
see
really
that.
Exciting.
I believe I've even experienced that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm doing all of that stuff, and then I'm doing this amazing new business consulting, which, you know, is just awesome. And,
yeah.
It, you know, you and I have talked about this before. It's been kind of like, well, why am I still in the corporate world? Why am I still in the corporate world?
Well, but you did know there was a reason. You just, until this, you didn't know what the reason was. So, you know, you were like, just, because I remember we used to have those talks, and you're like, but Goldie, I do feel I'm supposed to be here. And I'll be honest with you, when we created the Almeen event, your corporate charisma was clearly palpable and workable, and we couldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have got the prices. The event would not have been as smooth without the wisdom you brought from, quote-unquote, the corporate world, you know?
Yes, thank you. And
my pleasure.
And negotiating and meditating every inch of the way with Source.
Mm.
And that's really something that really has come to me in a couple of different ways in the last month is, you know, everyone talks about the laws of attraction and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched this amazing video, and I wish I could remember the name of the guy, but someone told me he was on the down the rabbit hole. He was a gentleman from India.
Okay. Amakaswamy?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I've had him on the show. He's awesome.
He's very, very scientific.
Oh, yeah, he's a physicist. But he knows all about the action of love.
Exactly.
And the frequency of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I watched this movie with him like a month ago or whatever. A friend asked us to come and watch this at his home, right?
Okay.
And I went, oh, my gosh, now I know. In this movie, he says, oh, in the 70s, everyone was teaching how to manifest Cadillacs, right? And then you weren't getting Cadillacs, so you had to manifest the parking spot first because we all lived in San Francisco, right? You had to manifest paying for the parking spot before you could, right? And he's like, and none of us ever got anything. And so what he talked about is it has to be in alignment with the universe.
Ah.
For anything to be manifested in your reality of your life, it has to be in alignment with Source. And so remember when I was doing that pod with you for the New York pod, which was like just like a year ago, you know, I'd go into meditation and I'd go, okay, show me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'd go, well, I think this is how much money we have to work with. And and then I'd hear, no, you know, this is what it is, you know. And and so I was always kind of doing this, like, mediation or bargaining or whatever.
Yeah, but you always got it.
And so then, I'd go to the event coordinator and I'd say, you know, this is what I need. And they'd say, okay, and they'd send me the contract, and nope, the contract wouldn't be quite right, right? And then I'd go back into meditation, and I'd say, this is what you told me. This is what I got. What is it really supposed to be? And I'd get my answer, and I'd go, and I'd say, okay, then take care of it. I'd go back the next day to the event coordinator, and I'd say, okay, this is what you said you were going to do, and this is what I want. And we got it, right? We got everything.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
And so I use that example all the time, and it's because I was, like, so in tune with what the, you know, the universe, the infinite, the source of all that is, wanted it to be.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
What was the motivating factor for you to take on that project?
Oh, wow. I went into meditation and it was just a yes, you should do this.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's the way I live my life is, you know, I ask and
right.
I do, you know.
Right.
It's like these
right.
sigils, you know, I've asked over and over before, why do I get these? I've been getting them since 2004. Why
okay.
do I get these? You don't create a story about what they are, you just receive.
Okay, okay.
So
I remember the day
open.
I asked you it, I had had that huge fight with the woman who was originally creating it, you know, and basically, you know, and only Goldie's style pissed her off to no end. You know, she basically abandoned the project to me, and I clearly knew I could help get it done, but there was no way I could do the corporate side of it. You know, I could do the physical side of it. Because just so the listeners know, we created an event from Almena, New York, and I live about, I don't know, 55 minutes from there, and Dawn lives about 7 hours from there. So, I mean, we literally created an event utilizing the talents of Dawn and the talents of me, because I didn't know what I was going to do after, you know, the woman abandoned it. But I knew when I took on the job, like, see, the motivation for me was I wanted to spend time with Almeen, and I was willing to do the legwork necessary to get that done. I was like, I need to be around this woman. I didn't know why. I just knew I needed to be around her, and, you know, okay, sure, I'll take on the job. No clue how I'm going to do that. But the amazing thing is, too, when you trust, is the woman who originally was in charge of the finances and that kind of organizational part, when she first asked me, you know, it was like, you know, can you find us a place? I mean, that was what the part that, you know, was like, we can't find a venue in New York. And I'm like, you can't find a venue in New York? Like, that really struck me as New York houses, you know, 11 million people. There's got to be a space somewhere. Just really struck me as almost like, you know, am I on candid camera here? Like, and she was like, no, serious, we can't find a venue. And I was like, wow. But in all honesty, working after going through the whole experience, New York energy is one challenging energy to work in. Let me put this, New York City energy is one challenging energy to work in. It was for me. I won't speak for you, Dawn, but, you know, people, I've actually seen one of the girls from the pod, we took her to the chambers recently, and she was like, how come you didn't do another pod? And I'm like, whoa. 9/11 was healed. Or whatever we had to shift from the 9/11 experience, we shifted, and, you know, I'll hang out in the peripherals in my chambers, because the chambers are actually New York State, but not New York City.
I was good when I was in Wisconsin working on it.
Okay.
And I was good when we were in the event hotel.
Okay.
When we went into town to do the radio show and to do the
yeah.
talk and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like, whoa.
Yeah, like, remember right outside the hotel there was like a 35-foot blow-up rat? You remember
right.
that? I don't even know what
yeah.
it was advertising. But, you know, when you come out of the hotel and you see a 35-foot blow-up rat, something intuitively hits you going, this is going to be a challenge. You know, it wasn't like we saw an angel, a cherub, or even a bunny rabbit or a deer. You know, God bless the rats, but it was like, oh, my. And I think Almeena had said at that point, yeah, the rats are all about secrets. And, you know, that is really the ultimate thing that is kind of, it's almost like the last vestiges of the old consciousness holding on to itself from the telepathic point of view is secrets. You know, it doesn't want this unity of consciousness, so to speak, which is just pure energy.
as opposed to any kind of verbal confirmation, because there are no secrets when that's the case.
Right.
So it was... I told my friend, you know, at the end of that pod, literally, Almin walked out the doors. I heard a voice in my head, pack, go. We still had events planned the next day. Goldie was nowhere to be seen. Goldie had, I just needed to come home and sit in my expansion of beingness. Fabulous, Donnie. You were awesome for that. It was a privilege and a pleasure.
It was absolutely fun. I came home so blissed out. I was so blissed out when I came home. It was like, you know, didn't matter what anyone said to me for a long time.
It was high expanded energy. It was, clearly.
Yeah.
It was.
And I've tried to stay in that place. You know, there were a couple times where, you know, I thought about going back into the drama, you know, briefly, and it was like, you know, that's not any fun. That's not any fun. And all of this work is just so amazing, and it's all a game, you know. It's all about playing and having fun. Like, how cool is this to visualize this, you know,
Merkaba, the nine whales
around the earth with these nine white whales. And if you remember, Goldie, that the in New York there was something about whales there too.
And I was the one who brought up the whale rider from the Netherlands or New Zealand. Exactly, it's the first thing I thought of when Chandra said it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and they're also. The whales and the dolphins are all over Bashar's work. I mean, Bashar calls them the humans of the – he goes, there's two alien species living on the planet right now. The humans are the dolphins on the land, and the dolphins are the humans in the water. Mm. And he's like, as we become more what he says is tele-empathic. Because he says it's not just about thoughts, it's full experiences, feelings, emotions, experiences, wisdoms. As we become telepathic, which is what this activation is clearly helping us become, we will have total communication with the whales and the dolphins, who have always had total communication with the galactics. So, you know, by connecting with them, we're actually connecting with the larger aspect of our consciousness, which is that, you know, we already are Arcturians and Pleiadians and Sirians and Orions and Martians. Because I'm like, gosh, we also have aspects of self on just our solar system. They're not physical. They're not third dimensional, but they're conscious levels of awareness, you know, that are Venus, Mars, Uranus, Neptune, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so much.
Well, it's all fun and exciting to play with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, what do you want to create? And let's go create it. Let's figure it out, and let's have excitement about it. And rather than, you know, it was really made clear to me back in March, because, you know, with some other people's work, you know, sometimes I've looked at, you know, having some warrior energy and fighting, you know, energies that we don't want on this planet or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And back in March, I totally got leave that all alone. Do not put any energy towards that at all. This is a mission of peace. And so since March, I have been uncovering all these different codes and all these different things to bring us to this new age of peace. And it, you know, it there's just so much happening, so much going on.
And, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it, and it's so, you know, it's very grassroots. I mean, that's how I see it. Because I know that the Greg Bradens and the Deepak Chopras, I'm not saying that they're not doing their part, but this is more than just, you know, gurus and teachers. This is the housewives and the business people and the, you know, the Mexicans who are building walls. You know what I mean? This is a level of consciousness that has nothing to do with education, status, you know, cultural status. It's our essence. It is awakening. You know, it's like, I'm really like, I've been having dreams at times of like, you know, how the culture treats women and how they're awakening and, you know, how they're just not allowing that. You know, you just can't, you know, there are some cultures where it's okay to kill a woman. You know, you can divorce her and kill her, but the woman can't divorce the man. And it's like, it's only like that because there's a level of acceptance from the woman, you know, just that from cultural experiences of decades and centuries. But there is this awakening that's happening, and it's not that they have to fight that from happening, because as it awakens in the woman, it's awakening in the men, too, that they don't even want to. You know, why would you? Consciousness won't hurt another being. That it'll only do that in its sleeping state. It wouldn't do that in an awakened state. It just wouldn't. You know,
yeah,
it wouldn't hurt the animals either.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really, really, like you said, it's like, okay, what is the perception?
Yes.
You know, what is, in the U.S., we have a perception of this culture is right or wrong.
Yes.
And yet, how can we say that when maybe it's their time now to start waking up? But 20 years ago, it wasn't their time to wake
right.
up, you know?
Right. Well, they did it. Yeah, I agree.
Right, you know? And, you know, because we know best.
Well, you know, whenever
you know,
somebody
because,
goes into the we
the
know
U.S.
best.
Knows best.
Yeah, let us remind everybody, we're the only people who have ever dropped atomic bombs.
Yeah,
the only
right.
Country who has ever done a mass killing with one airdrop. So if we know best, I think we know our part, but I wouldn't call it that we know the highest truth. We just played the part because that's
right.
what I'm starting to realize, this whole thing that the perfection is the catalyst. The perfection is, you know, in the anger, there is an awakening. I mean, I learned that from being in my own relationship that was all based in anger, something that I had never, in the 45 years I'm on the planet, ever allowed to be expressed like I have been letting it be expressed at present. You know, it's like
yeah.
I contributed to the suppression of anger. So if I contributed to it, how could I look at a woman in another culture that is also suppressing her anger? I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't judge that because I am that. And
yeah.
I'm awakening to not being that, which is also contributing to her awakening to not being that.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's your
yeah.
own self authenticity. You know, I don't remember. It was like the very end of May or the beginning of June. I was driving somewhere with Jeffrey, and I was like, you know what? It's the first time in my life ever I'm not afraid of who I really am.
Oh, that's awesome.
How many people, you know, how long have we lived? I lived 47 years. Before I could say, I'm not afraid of who I am.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't really care anymore. Who knows?
Because you're not afraid. Indeed.
I used to be terrified that the corporate world would find out who I really was.
Right. No, I hear you. I mean, that was right.
You know?
That was a legitimate fear back, you know, meaning it was something that had to be, because I really believe that we chose to experience those things because there is a level of awareness in us, even if we didn't know it at the time, that when the time came to transmute that fear, we could. You know, like there was
Absolutely.
A seed in us. And I tell people that because I think there's empowerment when we recognize on some level we chose the lives we chose because we were prepared when we chose them to say, I think I'm strong enough to transmute that, even when I don't remember, I consciously don't remember. And the truth is, here
yeah.
we sit in September, the last day of September 2010, and we have transmuted those fears. That, you know, rock and roll girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's why it's starting to get fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's why it's starting to get fun because, you know, it's like, well, this is my creation. What do I want to create? I don't want to create. You know, I saw a glimmer of the truth of my source and my power.
Mm.
And I'm okay with that now.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know? And I want more. I want
exactly.
more of that.
Exactly. You know, Marianne Williamson said we would be more frightened of our power than we are of our darkness.
And I thought, and at first, yeah, I went, oh, my God. And then I went, and I always have kind of done this to some level, but I've always had fear until now. And I went, well, what's going to happen to my world if I don't step forward?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, I'm contributing to someone across the world who's afraid also.
Across the cosmos, by the way.
Yeah. Let alone my own son. If I'm not fully authentic, if I watch my son put on this face as having to be this tough guy and not allowing himself to be fully loving and expressing who the essence and the truth I know who he is,
mm-hmm.
how can I expect him to when I'm not doing it myself?
Oh, powerful, powerful statement there.
Yeah.
It really is. I honor that journey. I honor that because just like as Grandma Chandra opens the way as the spearhead for us of expanded consciousness, we're the spearheads in the journey of, you know, the everyday life being authentic, which is just as much validity as the expanded consciousness because it's all
mm-hmm.
parts of the whole, but they're whole, complete parts of the whole.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing how working with Almeen was very challenging for me in that I got very much in my head trying to keep up with her awareness. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I inevitably just kind of backed off because I was like, it has to be my experience. But what Bashar has taught me is He puts Almeen's work into a different wording. It's almost like he takes Almeen's experiences and put them in kindergarten language. And when
mm-hmm.
I hear it in the different language, I'm like, oh, my God, I am experiencing, you know, oneness. And it's not necessarily, I don't see interdimensionally per se, but I feel interdimensionally. Like, that's my biggest gift is my feelings and my telepathicness because
sure.
it's a language unto itself. And, you know, I always thought I had to see in order to translate things, but I'm realizing knowing something in the moment, just trusting to know it, that has been happening so much with me where I'll just say something or I'll draw something and then I'll see later on how it was like literally, it's not a sigil, but it's like very similar to an expanded awareness, conscious, symbolic representation of what I was, you know, what they're saying is what I was drawing. And I'm like,
you know, you look and you go, wow, yeah, I am connected. You know, because that's what I think we all want, the confirmation that we really are connected. Because I think we have a fear of being strong, but my fear was, I think I know, but do I know that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for real? You know, is it something you can actually trust? And it's showing up more and more. Oh, you know, pardon my French. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not working hard no more. Not that I haven't worked hard in a very long time. but I'm connecting, like, see, because I'm telling you, I'm excited about tonight because, Donnie, I would love to make, I'm excited. Let's make, I want to work with my business. I want to work
Great.
With it. I want to work with my show. Yeah, these are definitely, these are my babies that, I mean, my show is essentially, she's a toddler right now. Where, you know, she has a momentum, but I'm ready to take her to another level, and I have no idea how to do that, and I can't wait to work with you to watch it go from, you know, the toddler into adolescence.
Yeah.
So to speak, you know?
Let's take a look at it. It is, you know, just such, like, a pivotal, exciting time, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, it's time for us to create. So let's do it with direction from source.
Yes.
Into our creation right now and
yes.
Start moving that way.
Yeah, and trusting so. That it's, yeah, because I believe it's the new tools. These are the new, you know, where it used to be, you got to hit the pavement, you know, you got to knock on the doors, you got to, now it's like, you know, I am the pavement, the doors, and so I just have to be in alignment with that which is, again, like what you said, I think that's a huge piece, and what I would recommend all the listeners, anybody building a business, even just connecting with the reason why you have the business from a source point of view. Not, you know, I promise you, if the only reason why you have the business is to make $1 million, I don't think it'll work in this energy. You know, if that's the only motivating factor that, you know, you've been told if you do this, you'll make $1 million. I'm not saying that what you have can't be worked, but if that's the reason you're working it, that energy is very old conscious, man. The money will come. Go for the joy. Go for the passion. And I guess, you know, people have been saying that clearly, you know, for a couple of decades, you know, because I've always heard, follow your passion, the money will be there. And what's your opinion on that?
Well, I have a couple different things. I see the energy shifting because as we allow our vibration to move up to our calibration up to 540. If people don't know, the book is called Power versus Force. Do you know who wrote that, Goldie?
Yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Are you familiar
with Stephen Hawking? Yes, I've read all three of them. It's a trilogy. Yes, yes. And he muscle tested virtues, and yes.
Right, right. And so what I've been doing
David
is
Hawking.
I've been.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that's it. Is
yep.
I've been calibrating and testing, you can test your consciousness level. And
okay.
the calibration is if you are calibrating at 200 or less, you're living your life by force.
Okay.
If you're living your life calibrating at 200 or higher, you're living in power.
Okay.
And not like ego trips, you know, but
no, right, right.
Truth
the power of
and
awareness,
love and,
yes,
right,
yes, yes. The power of source,
right. And so, in I'm getting some stuff. So, when
from Chandra, is it or just in general?
Yeah, she's maybe going to come in here again too before we finish. So I want to watch the clock.
Okay.
So in the United States, the U.S. currency calibrates at 125, which
oh, wow.
is desire. Okay?
Okay.
gold calibrates, like I said, at 540.
Okay.
Which is also transfiguration. The next level is 600 and higher, and that's enlightenment.
Okay.
Okay, so if we start shifting our calibrations, a lot of people's alignment, their calibration is lower than 125 in regards to their calibration around money.
Right.
I find a lot of people at 75, which is fear.
Yeah.
I find a lot of people aren't even at 125. And if you get up to like 150 and 200, you're kind of at neutrality.
Okay.
Once we start getting people's calibrations, and we have to do belief clearings, and, you know, we can go up and we can do it in the grid, or you can do it like with life coaches and things like that that do it in a more physical process.
Okay.
Or, a mental process.
Yeah.
However you choose to do it, as we get your calibration above 200, you start living your life around money in power instead of in force.
Yeah.
And this is huge for the planet to start moving to this, because there's, you know, huge shifts going to be happening with currency.
Yeah, well, and currency, listen to the word. Exactly. It's energy.
Right. It's energy. It's totally energy. When we start getting people's calibration, they're feeling the way they feel about money up to 540.
Mm-hmm.
That's peace and transfiguration, and it's gold. Everyone trusts gold, right? If the U.S. currency falls, everyone's going to trust gold as a currency, but they won't, you know, trust those green dollars anymore, right?
Right. Or those credit cards, just so people, you know, all of
right.
all that we symbolically call money.
Money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
So gold is a representation of trust of almost every culture in the world. Trust the idea of gold as money, not just in the U.S.
Right.
Once we get to that level, once we have a mass consciousness level calibrating that high, we won't even need money.
Exactly.
So in this work that I'm doing, especially when I work with businesses and when I work with individuals and I'm helping them with these calibrations, I also I just lost it.
Shifting the paradigm of the planet.
Shifting the paradigm of the planet, but what we're also starting to do, thanks for bringing this back to me, is we're starting to recognize resources as abundance also.
Exactly,
so,
which brings us back to the space where we all have a gift. Where we screwed up is that we said you have to be a doctor to make so much money, but the gift of teaching was getting paid crap.
Right.
That's so out of balance. I mean, that's just a blunt observation. Don't worry about that.
Right.
That's a blunt observation. But exactly. Where 540, the seamstress, the person who's picking up litter and garbage, you know what I mean? They're clearly just, everything is valid. There's a neutrality in that everything is valid because in the ecosystem, everything's needed for perfection.
Right.
Everything. Yes.
And so what we start doing is we start recognizing how valuable resources are. Let's say I had another client I was working with, and she was going on a trip, but she was kind of feeling bad because she was going to end up staying, you know, at some family member's house, and they had offered to loan her the car, and, you know, they had computer access, and she could, you know, have meals there because she was a little short on money.
Okay.
She gets paid on commission, so her commission check wasn't going to get in until she was already out there, right?
Okay.
And I was like, hold on, hold on. We have to take a look at this, right? If you had to, you know, get a hotel for the 5 days you're going to be there, you would spend X. If you if you had to get a rental vehicle, you were going to spend X. If you had to buy meals every day, you were going to spend X. The resource, the value of this person allowing you to have this was like $2,000.
Yeah.
Why is that not valued, that somebody is giving you this resource that equals $2,000? You feel guilty and like you're imposing.
Yeah, huh.
And so I'm seeing this all the time happening with different people. Like this one person was like, oh, I started opening up to resources, and my aunt invited me and my husband on a ski trip in January, and they offered to pay for it.
Wow, exactly. Flow.
You know?
Flow happens when we open
Flow.
To resources. Yes.
Right, right.
Because,
right.
You know, Bashar is very clear. In civilizations, in enlightened civilizations, abundance is never about the currency. It's always about the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That is the definition of abundance. And, you know, they
and
wanted
it's,
to go
it's
seeing,
recognizing,
you know.
It's recognizing, you know, what are you exchanging different things. So I have another person who, oh, my gosh, she has to open a new office. She just, like, got this big check, but now she's going to have to, like, spend all this money on this, you know, office furniture. And I'm like, hold on, hold on. That office furniture is equal abundance as that money sitting in the bank.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just in a different form. And
it's perception.
It's perception, right.
Yeah.
It's totally perception.
Oh, I can't wait to work with you, Dawn. I'm excited. I have you're going to be around after the show?
Sure.
I got to talk to you. Okay, because I got to talk to you offline, so to speak. Let me end the show. But first of all, give your website. I tried to post your 1010 thing, but because it's a PDF and not a, like, JPEG or GIF, I don't know how to post it. I don't know if you know how to change, if you can change the format of it. I don't know if you know how to do that, or if someone you know. Anything you're doing, you know I'll post always, and it just only takes pictures as opposed to, I don't know how to do PDFs, not on Facebook anyways. But please give your website and where they can get a hold of you, especially anybody out there, entrepreneurs starting small businesses, people selling Avon. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Dawn's clearly, if you get into alignment, the joy, the play, the effortlessness is available. So from that point of view, where can they get a hold of you?
Best way probably is either through Facebook or through my email, which is DMLEADER, DM Leader, at earthlink.net. I have old information up. I don't have any information about my business consulting still on the Synergy website, which is CINNERG.com.
Okay, so your Facebook is Dawn Leader on Facebook?
Yep.
Okay, and is there any, because I'm thinking people need to talk to you, you know,
sure.
At this point, okay, if it's not there, where can they get you where, okay, they want to just kind of tell you the basics about what they're doing and maybe ways that you can help them grow their business.
Sure. They can either,
those places,
you know,
to initially connect, pardon?
Through an email or, you know, go ahead and give me a call, 262-470-1436. But you might not get me right away, and it might take me a day to get back to you, but I will get back to you. So
there you go. There you go.
Open it up, girlfriend, because I think the world is way ready for you. I know I am. You were fantastic tonight, Dawn. Thank you. So much love. I have a tremendous gift, but I will call you back as soon as the show is over. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
So, all right. So next week, I love you too, sweetheart. Next week, just so everybody knows, I'm doing the ayahuasca with Don Pedro tomorrow and Saturday. So we're going to have a show next week all about my ayahuasca experiences. You know, it should be another quite expanded show, don't you think? Ah, yes, I think. I love you all, and I will see you on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you, Dawn. Thank you, Chandra. Thank you, Kat. Everybody's amazing. I hope you have an amazing week. I love you all. God bless. I will speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.